USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The House passed a $550 billion infrastructure bill on Friday night, 228 to 206, sending the measure to President Joe Biden's desk after months of limbo and the long-awaited win for Democrats.
Probably starting within the next 2 to 3 months, as we get things, shovels in grounds and in the ground, and people being told they're going to be working, doing the following things, and things are going to move.
Only 13 House Republicans voted for the bill, alongside all but 6 Democrats. The top Democrat in the Virginia House of Delegates conceded on Friday. The party had lost its majority in the lower chamber to Republicans in Tuesday's election. In a statement, Virginia Speaker of the House, Democrat Eileen Filler Corn, said she is proud of the campaigns our incumbents and our challengers ran. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Republicans have set a landmark by overtaking Democrats in the voter registration race for the first time in the Sunshine State's history. Governor Ron DeSantis announced Friday at the National Conference of State Legislatures. DeSantis said today, and it will probably be fully publicized very soon, for the first time in the history of Florida, we have overtaken Democrats. There are more registered Republicans in Florida than Democrats. President Joe Biden's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Friday laughed when asked about Joe Biden's plans to bring gas prices down.
That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
Granholm spoke on Bloomberg Surveillance. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's trial has been botched.
The sex crime case against the former New York governor has had a snag. The forcible touching case against Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Representative Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, ripped through the Democrats' 2,300-page, $1.8 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act before a vote by the entire U.S. House of Representatives on Friday night.
He breaks the promise right here in the bill, a tax that, according to the American Gas Association, will increase household electricity rates by 30%.
Scalise criticized the Democrats for rushing this bill to vote before the Congressional Budget Office scored it and for including things unrelated to infrastructure. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.